Each week at this time, this station presents Legislative Report with your state representative, Doug Reichle of the 134th Legislative District in Berks and Lehigh Counties. Representative Reichle, welcome to another report to your constituents. This week, we'd like to talk about the governor's plan for transportation funding. The governor held a press conference on Monday announcing his plans to raise funding for transportation. Talk to us about what he proposed and what some of the alternatives might be.
Well, as some of our listeners will probably recall, we had attempted to address the ongoing need to provide a consistent level of funding for our road and bridge construction needs here in Pennsylvania. Constitutionally, that money must come from the Motor License Fund, which is funded primarily from the state gas tax, which is imposed upon every gallon of gasoline and diesel fuel purchased in Pennsylvania. The problem has been that the gas tax, which was last raised in 1996, has not kept pace with the cost of many of these repairs that are needed. And in fact, Pennsylvania has the largest number of structurally deficient bridges in the country, and the largest number of bridges that are the same design that the bridge in Minnesota, which collapsed a few years ago. So we're very concerned that we not allow this problem to continue to get any worse. Certainly there are bridges and road systems in the Berks County area and in the Lehigh Valley that have shown signs of wear and tear that at times makes them somewhat hazardous, and we want to make sure that nobody has an accident or suffers any sort of tragic calamity because these roads or bridges were in a deficient condition. The problem is, where do you get the money to fix all those roads and bridges? The governor has a Transportation Advisory Commission, which 4 years ago reviewed the problems and estimated that one would need $1.7 billion annually to take care of all the road and bridge repairs, plus provide funding for public transportation systems throughout the state, including the BART system in the Berks County area and the Atlanta system in the Lehigh Valley. Well, with the last 4 years and costs being what they are, the advisory commission now says the repair job will cost $3.5 billion, double what it was 4 years ago. As a result, the governor is proposing two different mechanisms to raise the necessary funds for approximately $600 million a year to address this or to start chipping away at it. The first would be to increase a variety of the license, registration, and vehicle fees which Pennsylvania imposes, some of which have not been raised since 1977. For example, the governor is proposing to increase the driver's license fee from $21 to $25. The annual registration fee for a passenger car would increase from $36 to $49, and the fee for a certificate of title would be increased from $22.50 to $31. We would still probably retain our senior citizen discount, but as you can tell from these kinds of increases, the idea is to bring these costs up in line with the rate of inflation, increasing them over the last few years. The real major component of the governor's funding proposal comes from an 8% tax on the gross profits of oil companies doing business in Pennsylvania, such as Shell, Exxon, and BP, companies like this. The governor is proposing that these corporations will no longer pay the 9.9% corporate net income tax rate, but instead would pay this 8% tax on gross profits. That really is not a true gain for the companies when you're putting a tax on their gross profits. Some of these companies aren't actually located in Pennsylvania. They don't derive a whole lot of income in Pennsylvania. But the governor's estimated this would raise about $600 million in his first year. The real catch in this proposal is the governor is suggesting that he would ban or prohibit these oil companies, which are going to be taxed on 8% of their gross profits, some of which would be raised outside of Pennsylvania. He was going to prevent those companies from passing that cost along to consumers. And it still is very puzzling for those of us who listen to this presentation to try to think of any other industry where you tax a company and tell them now you're not along the path this cost along to your customers. So I think there's a great legal problem in the governor's proposal. And unfortunately, this really isn't a very good starting point for the conversation with the General Assembly. We have other suggestions, whether it's public-private partnerships, miles driven taxes on vehicles where you have to put a monitor in each vehicle to see how far it's driven and then tax people based upon that, or even back to the old tolling concept of putting tolls on the federally constructed highways throughout Pennsylvania. But we can't ignore this funding crisis anymore because none of us want to be the House member or the senator that has a bridge that collapses where people die or are injured.
Representative Reichle, thank you for this informative report to your constituents, and tune in each week at this time for a legislative report with your state representative, Doug Reichle.